For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Missouri Supreme Court has rejected efforts by voting rights groups to make it easier for people to vote by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. Rachel Lippman has more on Friday's ruling.
Legislation that took effect in June allows anyone to request a mail-in ballot for all elections in 2020. But individuals who are not at high risk of contracting COVID-19 are still required to sign the ballot in the presence of a notary. The Missouri NAACP and the League of Women Voters had already sued, saying no one should have to risk getting the virus in order to vote. They wanted to eliminate the notary requirement for everyone. The Supreme Court opinion upholds a lower court decision that fear of getting sick is not the same thing as being unable to vote because of illness. It also says that while voting is a fundamental right, voting absentee is not. The judges worked quickly to issue the opinion. They heard oral arguments in the case on Tuesday. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Missouri health officials say a, quote, database extract error resulted in an incorrect inflation of the number of reported COVID-19 cases in Missouri going back over several days. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said in a news release yesterday that it is in the process of migrating all COVID-19 testing and case data into one new consolidated system. The agency said yesterday it is working urgently to resolve the issue and will update its website with the correct numbers once that's done. A conservative political action committee in Missouri is facing accusations of racism after posting a website that uses images of violent protests and photos of black politicians to attack the Democratic candidate for governor on her support for police. Nicole Galloway is trying to unseat Republican Governor Mike Parson. The website from the Uniting Missouri PAC includes photos of black politicians and activists. Some Democrats, along with opinion writers for the state's two largest newspapers, have criticized this site as racist. But Uniting Missouri Chairman John Hancock says the site simply compiles statements of Galloway allies making anti-police statements. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention hosted the 6th annual Out of the Darkness Walk yesterday at Stevens Lake Park in Columbia. The Columbia Missourian reports the event aims to raise awareness for suicide prevention and honor those that have died. Due to COVID-19, the event was changed to a drive-through this year. Organizers laid out about 1,500 shoes representing all of the suicides in Missouri in 2018. More than 150 University of Missouri students have been caught using group chats to cheat on exams since many classes moved online amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Columbia Missourian reports that university spokesperson Liz McCune said Friday that the school has identified 3 cheating incidents that each involved more than 50 students. McCune said classmates went to instructors to report that the students were sharing answers through screenshots and over chats. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.